KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Sundusi Municipality says last night's torrential rains left a trail of destruction across 10 wards. It says some Pietermaritzburg schools, including Ashdown Primary in Edendale, and hospitals have been affected. Officials are still assessing the extent of the damage. The city says power has been knocked out in some areas. Mayor Mzimkhulu Tebola says they are tallying the number of people who will need a place to sleep tonight.
We are busy assessing, and we don't have a number of how many as yet, because the damage is a bit huge. Human Settlements is also on the ground assessing how many people might need to be moved, or where do we need to at least provide material for people to live in their homes.
Well, the rain is continuing in parts of KZN. The south of the province is on orange level 5 today for severe thunderstorms with heavy downpours, hail, strong damaging winds and excessive lightning. The north of the province has a yellow level 4 warning for severe thunderstorms, also accompanied by heavy rain, hail, strong damaging winds and lightning. The ANC in KZN says it's confident the current government of provincial unity will finish its term of office. It says so far there are no tensions and sees no reason why the GPU will collapse. It says this is despite minor issues with other political parties and individuals. Provincial Secretary Bheki Mdolo says they are unhappy with the DA in KwaDukuza municipality for opposing a vote of no confidence against the mayor Lindile Nyaka last week. He's described the move as unwarranted and self-serving.
We don't need the DA to govern in KwaDukuza. The last vote of no confidence, the DA collaborated with their ex-lava Action SA. They voted against us there. We defeated them flat-footed. Tomorrow there's an election of the mayor. Whatever the DA does, we don't care. We'll defeat them as well.
At a briefing on its 100 days in office today, the party said that it had a good working relationship with the AFP, but that it needs to rein in its MEC for Cooperative Governance, Thulasizwe Buthelezi. Deputy ANC Chairperson Nomagugu Simelane says they are not working with the MK party in KZN.
The MKP were the first ones who issued a statement through the mouth of their founder's daughter. She said they will never work with the ANC, and has made it a point that they do not work with us. Of course, when we're going to governments of national unity and provincial unity, no one was closed out, but the MKP made a firm stand to say they will not work with the ANC. So we are here, we work with those that want the development of the people of KwaZulu-Natal, and we will make sure that it actually works.
And new owners renovating a house in eastern France have had a shock discovery of a human skeleton. Prosecutors say the remains are likely that of a former owner who vanished 15 years ago. They were found in a difficult-to-access spot under the roof, whose entrance was almost hidden. Durban 19 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 17, Richards Bay 21.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Australia squeak past Pakistan in the first ODI of their series Down Under. Jordan Hendricks are happy to be back in the Springbok setup, and Brentford face Fulham tonight in the only Premier League match.